Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Are the Iowa caucuses dead? Let's go in-depth with Andrew Green, professor of political science at Central College. Well, Professor Green, you know I love the Iowa caucuses. You know I love seeing all the presidential candidates of both parties. You know, I've interviewed, I don't know how many of them, including Presidents Trump and Obama and Pella and President Biden and Indianola and Knoxville. Oh, President Obama. I mean, it's just really remarkable. And then to say nothing of all of the other really interesting candidates. And you are my go-to expert on the caucuses, and also a lot of people's go-to expert on the caucuses. You wrote about President Trump's journey in a book, From the Iowa Caucuses to the White House, about his journey, which was really interesting. And now you've written a new piece that I'm interested in, Are the Iowa Caucuses Dead? That's just, you know, they may be. Can you tell us what your thoughts are on it?
Sure. You know, after the 2016 caucuses, where the margins between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are so razor thin, there were real questions about whether Iowa should remain first in the Democratic nomination process. There were concerns about the transparency and accessibility of the Iowa caucuses. There were also concerns about the representation or the representativeness of the Iowa Democratic Party in comparison to the Democratic Party nationally. And so the parties maintained Iowa first in the 2020 caucus cycle, which then led to the significant competition between a whole slew of candidates in 2020. And then ultimately, in the aftermath of the caucuses on February 3rd of 2020, we had all the technological problems and reporting problems that occurred, which then just rejuvenated this national discussion about whether Iowa should maintain its status as first in the nation when it comes to caucuses in the primaries.
And as I understand it, they're having meetings now, discussions about if we're going to be replaced, who's going to replace us, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, in the book chapter, we make the argument that the future of the Iowa caucuses as first in the nation, at least on the Democratic side, is really up to one person, and that's the decision of President Biden and whether he's going to run for re-election in 2024. We do not see any incentive for the Democratic Party to change the nomination calendar if President Biden is going to run for re-election and runs unopposed in 2024. The transaction costs, the hurt and sore feelings amongst Iowa Democrats would be significant. And in a nomination process where you're having your candidate run unopposed, we just don't see the incentive to incur those costs if there isn't a competitive race in the Democratic primary in 2024.
That's a pretty big conclusion and sort of contra the media narrative. I think the media in general wants Iowa not to be first anymore.
It could be. And there are certainly calls from prominent party officials, prominent Democratic elected officials, both pre-2020 Iowa caucuses and in the aftermath of the Iowa caucuses in 2020, who have called for re-examination of the nomination calendar in 2024. But at the end of the day, the parties have to agree on the nomination calendar. And ultimately, the leadership and the Democratic National Committee is going to have to make a determination. If we have an unopposed primary, is it worth incurring those transaction costs to flip the nomination calendar upside down? And we just don't see any incentive for national level Democrats to do that in 2024 if Joe Biden's running for re-election unopposed.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about the Iowa caucuses with Andrew Green, professor of political science at Central College. Well, the Republicans are all in on Iowa.
Absolutely. You know, in the aftermath of the 2020 caucuses, you know, if Iowa Democrats and Iowa Republicans agreed on one thing, it was that Iowa needs to maintain its first in the nation status. You know, you had Governor Reynolds, Senators Grassley and Ernst. You had Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman all lending their support in maintaining Iowa's first in the nation status in the aftermath of the 2020 caucuses. And if we look at the Republican Party in Iowa politically, regardless of whether former President Trump decides to run for office again or not, Iowa is a natural starting point for the Republican primary process. By virtue of where the state is politically.
One of the things that bothers me most about the problems with the Democratic process last time was Tom Perez, who was head of the Democratic National Committee, never liked the caucuses. Mm-hmm. And then he set us up for failure by asking for more data to be gathered, the app. Mm-hmm. So the national organization shoved this app down our local people's throats and more data, and it didn't work. So tell me if I'm wrong, but Tom Perez helped orchestrate the failure, which he wanted to happen. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy, and with no consequences for Perez, where the head of the Iowa Democratic Party, Troy Price, fell on his sword and resigned.
Yeah, I think that's a fair conclusion to draw. You know, Chairman Perez publicly has never been a big fan of the Iowa caucuses, particularly as the leadoff state. The app that the National Party required the state to utilize was not appropriately vetted for stability and the ability to handle the massive amount of data, and let alone the logins that were needed at all these precinct caucuses to report all this data. It was what started out as a very joyous night for Democrats around the state. You know, all reports are that attitudes were upbeat at caucus sites around the state. And as soon as the technological problems began to appear, that is when it really started to go wrong for Iowa Democrats. And it ended up just being a disaster in the end.
Now, there were so many candidates that people got behind, and it was, you know, the Republicans were silent because they had President Trump in office, so they didn't run somebody against him. Mm-hmm. And so it was all Democrats. And I was looking over the shoulder of a local Democratic official at a caucus site, and she turns to me and says, "The app won't work." She's punching at it, and mm-hmm. she says, "The app won't work." And it all went downhill from there.
And that was the story from precinct sites all over the state. And Iowa Democrats, obviously, as an organization, were not prepared for the failure of the app. And you know, you had emails stacking up. You had phone call after phone call after phone call with frantic precinct workers trying to get their results reported. They were doing their best to make sure that the results could get to Des Moines so they could be tabulated and the party could then release a result that evening, because the entire country, the entire world was waiting to see what was going to happen in Iowa on that evening.
More in depth after this. I continue continued my conversation about the Iowa caucuses with Andrew Green, professor of political science at Central College. Well, wherever the Democrats are, the Republicans will be here having their caucuses. What do you think that's going to look like? I mean, it's tough to say, mm-hmm. but let's speculate a little bit.
Well, if Joe Biden, President Biden, is freezing the Democratic field at this point, I think it's fairly safe to say that former President Trump will freeze the Republican primary field until he makes a definitive decision about what he's going to do. You've seen some pretty prominent national-level Republicans here in Iowa every once in a while going around and doing the types of things you would expect potential presidential candidates to do during the invisible primary. But at the end of the day, if President Trump decides to run for re-election, my guess is that you're going to see those Republican candidates fall by the wayside, especially the candidates who are running to carry on the mantle of the MAGA movement and the Trump movement. You may have a never Trump Republican that would emerge to challenge him during the primary process. But a lot of the candidates that would run to carry the mantle of Trump, my guess is that more than likely they'll understand that they're better suited waiting for the next cycle. So
this could be really dull if we have an incumbent president and a former president challenging each other with no primary or caucus challengers. That'd be pretty dull.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since this country has had a former president run for re-election after sitting out a term. And probably going back to the 19th century with Grover Cleveland would have been, I believe, the last president who was in for a term, out for a term, and then was re-elected after that. If both of those individuals clear their respective fields, it could be a pretty quiet primary cycle. And what you might see then is the extension of the general election campaign, where those candidates can use the money that they're raising during the primary process as a preamble for what's to come during the general election.
Both those guys are old.
Yes.
That's going to be interesting. I mean, what are going to be their ages? Like 78 and 80 or something?
Sounds about right.
Wow. that's interesting. So I don't see a lot of travel. But if there is, it's going to be very interesting to see on the ground, because the Trump rallies are pretty amazing things. Mm-hmm. I've been to like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I'm guessing, having been to Biden rallies, who knows what the energy will be. Maybe it'll be something, but it's nothing in comparison to Trump.
Well, I think the one thing that we need to keep in mind is that the Biden folks and the Democratic Party writ large made a strategic choice in 2020 that they were going to campaign in a very socially distanced form. They didn't do the significant door knocking and door-to-door canvassing efforts that a lot of times we see. You didn't see Vice President Biden, then Vice President Biden, doing massive rallies all over the country in big auditoriums and convention spaces, all because of the pandemic. And, you know, we obviously could have a concern or a conversation about whether that was the smart way to approach the 2020 cycle. I know there's a difference of opinion amongst Democrats here in our state about whether it was the right thing to do or whether it was a mistake in 2020, particularly down ballot in those races. But I think if President Biden is going to run for re-election in the post-COVID environment, my guess is that they will go back to some of the more traditional methods through which they can rally and galvanize their base. And that really comes down to the big rallies that they can host, along with doing significant face-to-face, door-to-door canvassing, which is something that they didn't do in 2020. What will the energy level be like in those rallies? I think it will vary from locale to locale, particularly from state to state. I would imagine that if former President Trump comes here and does a rally, that you would expect to see thousands of people waiting to get in, raucous environment, loud. You may not see that type of energy for Joe Biden here in the state of Iowa, but you might see that energy elsewhere in the country. So
it'll be fun to watch.
It certainly will be.
Thanks to Andrew Green for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.